Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about Judge Protects Violence Offenders. Let's go. In case you don't know, right now they're deporting all these violent criminals, but there is a Democrat judge that's blocking all that. Yeah, really crazy stuff, right? This guy is trying to protect violent criminals. They're fucking you over. Doesn't make sense to me, does it? Yeah, federal judge orders deportation flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gangbangers to return to U.S. blocks Trump from invoking Alien Embassies Act. Yeah, this is this act from the 17th century that you could deport people that are scumbags. And that's what Trump is using, but this dumbass judge says no. Yeah, they'd rather get the people from January 6th and lock them up forever, but these people, they are scumbags? They want to give them a hall pass? Huh, something doesn't seem right, does it? Just saying. Yeah, let these motherfuckers get deported to El Salvador. Fuck that place anyways, that place sucks. So send all the trash over there. Why not, right? Just makes sense. Yeah, I got this video of them going to their new home. Let's watch. Yeah, don't feel sorry for these dirtbags, because remember, these guys will rip out your chest open and eat your beating heart right in front of you. So fuck them. Let them rot. That's just my opinion. Yeah, I'm guessing this new place that they're going to is like Alcatraz 2.0. But, you know, they could save a lot of money if they just kill them. Yeah, you'll be saving a lot of money and it'll be more humane in the long run. Because this is cruel and unusual punishment. Because supposedly they're going to have these people here forever and ever. So yeah, me personally, I'd rather be dead. But who knows? I guess people like to waste money. But hey, why not, right? I'm sure it's going to be fun.
Liceo Sorto Maya.
You know, Adam Smith, the Scottish economist and philosopher, said mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. And this place is gonna be cruelty for the innocent for keeping these people alive. Because you know these gays, they rape, murder, and pillage. So why don't you just nuke them? Just saying. In my opinion, this is just some pussy shit they're doing here. Just get rid of them. Yeah, just nip it in the bud. You'll be saving a lot of money and a lot of heartache in the long run. Because what if these people escape? Huh? A concentration of scum and villainy. Yeah, that's going to be nice when it gets out. Well, enjoy. Well, if you don't believe me, let me bring us some statistics. Let's go see, right? Yes, look what my good friend Practical Perry has to say. It says, according to him, in Atlanta, African Americans are 54% of the population, but are responsible for 100% of homicide, 95% of rape, 94% of robbery, 84% of aggravated assault, and 93% of burglary. And yep, and there you can look it up down there. You can find it yourself if you don't believe me. But yes, you like all these darkies and all these dumb people in your house to fuck you and fuck your wife, fuck your kids, fuck everything, and fuck your dog. Oh yes. Oh yeah, that's gonna be fun. Oh yeah, there's some people that are unredeemable. Just saying. Look it up. You'll see. But you won't because you're weak. Prove me wrong. See some more shenanigans? Here comes some more. Let's look it up. Yes, this is one of the reasons why women shouldn't have rights. Look, Joan Trumper Mulholland was arrested for protesting in 1961. She was tested for mental illness because law enforcement couldn't think why a white woman would want civil rights. I tell you white because they want nigger dick. Yeah. Ha ha. Yeah, to me it seems there's a lot of people that shouldn't be having any power in their hands. Like the judge that did other shit, like this woman and other people like them. What do you guys think? Let me know. Well, I better get out of here and do some other shit. Cause there's degeneracy everywhere. So let's go find some more. I'll bring you something later. Bye bye, guys.